Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello and welcome everyone. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live here on this lovely sunny-ish Sunday afternoon here in South Wales. And welcome. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to us live in Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to us live in GH Talk Radio. You're listening to us live in Spreaker on Mike Spirit FM and various other ways. And thank you for joining in. Now, today I've got quite an amazing show lined up here today. I've got actually a wonderful guest. A guest I've been trying to get hold of for a long, long, long time to bring him to the show. Now, he's not only just a guest. He's someone I know personally. He's one of our local mediums here in South Wales. I know that you're going to enjoy him, ladies and gentlemen. You really are. If you want to call into the show today to have a reading with myself or my guest, and I will reveal who my guest is in just a few minutes, the numbers you're going to need to dial in on it's 760-283-4611. Or if you are calling outside the USA, you need to dial 001-760-283-4611. Or if you are listening to us on your computers or your or on your iPods, pods or iPhones or whichever way you're listening to us, if you go over to www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM, there is the show page, and there is where you will find our Skype icon button. You can call in, you can press that button, you can call in for free of charge, never mind where to in the world you are. And you know, it'll be a pleasure to take your calls here this evening. Well, as I said, he is a bit of a special guest. He is a long-time friend of mine. He's a bit older than me. I mustn't say that I'm live on air, mind, because I know you love me for that. It is our very own special friend, Wayne Pooley. Hiya, Wayne. Are you there with us?
Hiya, Mike. Yeah, I'm here.
Hiya, Wayne. Well, I know that I said that you're from South Wales and you're one of our local mediums, but you're not actually in South Wales as we speak, are you?
I'm not. That's correct, Mike. I'm up in Tenby, up in Pembrokeshire.
Up in Pembrokeshire. So you've gone away on holidays?
Yes,
In your caravan, I believe. Is that right?
That's right.
So, you know, I'm sure that me and Kelly will be able to come and join, well, maybe not join you, but maybe lend that caravan off you in the near future time. And maybe we could have a holiday down in Tenby, down in West Wales. That would be nice, Kelly, wouldn't it? Yeah, it really would. So, Wayne, thank you for coming on to the show today. So how long are you on holidays for?
Just this week.
And you've taken, and you've taken some time out of your busy schedule to come onto the show. Wayne, that is so nice of you, it really is. But I knew to get you onto the show. It's, you know, I've been trying for a long time, haven't I?
Approximately 3 years.
Yeah. Okay. But you are right, you are right. But let me tell everyone how I actually got you on to come on today, because I bullied you to come on today, didn't I?
That is certainly correct.
Because I took a church service, and what, you know, you're in South Wales, up in a lovely place called Ystrad Rhondda, and you were cheering for me there, Wayne, wasn't you?
That's right.
And I announced, because actually it wasn't just cheering, it's your church, isn't it? It's the place that you set up, you and your wife, and you run together. And it's a lovely church, it really is. But I took the service, and after the service, I kind of bullied you, and because I asked your congregation, would they like you to come on live on air? And, well, you had no option then, Wayne, did you?
No, they all voted.
They all voted, and I think everybody said, yeah, and there's cheering and clapping going on. And, well, I hope they're all listening. I really do.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Well, you know, if those people are listening, Wayne, simple. Dial in the number. It's 760-283-4611. That's only if you are in America, mind. If you are outside of America, it's 001 760-283-4611, or press the Skype icon button on the show page of blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpurrettFM. I know that we've got callers backing up now as we speak. People are looking forward to really having their readings with the two of us. But let's talk first, Wayne, about you and who is Wayne Pooley? How long have you been a medium for, Wayne?
I came into the kind of spiritualist movement some 20 years ago due to personal circumstances in the family. We lost a very young member of our family in a motorbike accident. And my wife was attending church at the time, and she came home and told me she'd had a message off a medium that said that they made contact with the member of the family. And me being very curious, because at that time I was very skeptical regarding anything to do with life after death.
Yeah.
And through my curiosity, I thought I'd go and attend a church service myself. And to my amazement, the medium who was taking the service that evening told me that that things that no one else could ever know about me in a private matter. And it really did kind of open my mind then to what's possible in life, you know.
So how long ago was that, Wayne? Was that I've known you for 10 years, if not more.
That was in 1992. That was over 20 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. Because, yeah. I've been working for the last 21 years, as you know.
Yeah,
So, it stems back over 20 years of experience with you.
That's right, yeah.
Which is fantastic. And so, how did you develop? Where did you develop to?
Basically, I'd done my development at our local church, through with the elderly medium, and done all my groundwork, me and my wife, ourselves,
And it kind of escalated from there, because I know that you're very busy now as a medium. I know that it's very difficult to try and book you even, so I know it's very busy, very much same as myself, you're looking to book me for something, and I know the same for you. You are kind of looking next year, maybe the year after now. Is that correct? Because, it seems to get busier and busier as the years go on, isn't it?
That's right, yes. It's now I'm starting my calendar now for next year. I know I'm taking bookings now for church services and private readings with anyone who'd like to phone us up.
So how can people get hold of you for a private reading, Wayne? Can they?
Basically, through our website, www.simplyspiritualistchurch.co.uk. That's one method. There are numerous indications on our website of ways to get in contact with me. There's also certain links on the website also for people who are interested in life and in the light and in their own kind of realization then as to the abilities or gifts that they may possess themselves.
Yeah, so people can book readings via your Facebook page as well?
That's right, yes. Yeah.
Your Facebook page, is it just Wayne Pooley?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, I know that Kerry will get that in the chat room a little bit later on, or in fact, I think that Kerry's just put it straight in the chat room as we speak. So, well, thank you, Kerry. It's nice to have Kerry by the side of me, because it's she helps me out so much. It's unbelievable. If you want Wayne's Facebook details, go over to the chat room that we have here in Blog Talk Radio, and there you will find it's wayne.pooley.3. Thank you, Kerry, for that. And you can just send you a message, Wayne, if you're looking for a reading. So is this something you offer over the phone as well? So if somebody from, let's just say, Tunisia wants a reading with Wayne, they can just you can kind of do that over the phone, yeah?
I'm an open source to spirit, so I'd be quite happy to take any kind of calls in that's relevant in an interesting and spiritual manner.
Yeah, wonderful. Okay, so let's talk about the website you just spoke of, which is www.simplyspiritualistchurch.co.uk, because that's a website that you and Julie, your wife there, set up for obviously a church, because it says Simply Spiritualist Church, and it's a wonderful website. I've been on there many times. I know that there's links from there to mine and vice versa. That's because you set up that for the church. Is that right, Wayne?
Yes, yeah.
So this church we keep talking about, it's up in Ystrad Rhondda in South Wales, isn't it?
That's right, yeah.
And I know I've been there myself many times. I've worked at church a few times, and it's on a Monday night.
Yeah, Monday night to 7 p.m., except bank holidays.
Oh, so you've got a night off tomorrow night, then, Wayne?
We got a night off tomorrow night, as it's bank holiday Monday.
Ah, so, okay, so I'm getting the gist. So this is why you are on holidays at the caravan, because you've got a night off tomorrow night.
That's very perceptive of you, Mike.
I'm getting better, Wayne, I agree. So you're having a night off, but you're taking time out to come on to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, and you know, I'm really, really grateful for that, Wayne. So, so what happens on a Monday night, Wayne?
Basically, we take church services. We invite various working mediums from far and wide to come and take to further their mediumship then, but also to provide a very warm and inviting environment then to invite spirits to come and work in the church itself. We also have a psychic supper night. We also have reading of ribbons. So it's a variety of different forms of services that we provide in the church. We got a very local, very warm and friendly congregation there that invites a really beautiful feeling when you walk into the church.
You know, and I can vouch for that myself, because as I said, I've been there many times, and I know I've been your guest speaker many times, and not only your guest speaker, Wayne, but it's one of them churches that, you know, if I have a Monday night off, which is very rare, you know, I find myself driving up to Ystrad Rhondda and just sitting at the back in your congregation, because I enjoy sitting in that atmosphere that you have, that wonderful atmosphere there.
Yeah, it's lovely. It really is.
So, we let's move on a little bit to you, because you obviously do lots of healing at the church as well. And your healing, I believe, that's on a Wednesday evening as well, isn't it? At the same
time. Well, healing is offered free on a Monday evening, but we hold classes for potential healers on a Wednesday night.
Okay.
That this is for people who would like to take a healing course and a certificated, accredited course then to work with the public. And we offer that course. It's a 2-year course. My wife and myself are healers, so we can train people then to come into the movement who would feel that they'd like to help mankind or help their fellow man.
Okay, so you can go to this wonderful church that you set up and develop. Can you develop your mediumship as well, Wayne?
Yes. With people who are interested and committed to come there. Mm-hmm. We offer that opening then for them to develop their realization of who they are and what potential gifts they might possess.
Okay, so you know, so really of what you know, what you're saying there, you've built up something really quite fantastic there. You know, you've built up a wonderful church where people can come and sit and have some lovely communications there from their loved ones in the spirit world. They also can have free healing. And they can also have development, whether it be of healing or the mediumistic side, every Wednesday at 7 p.m. at the same place. So Ystrad Rhondda, Wayne, talk to me a little bit about Ystrad Rhondda, where Ystrad Rhondda is, because, you know, I know to get there in the car, but how would you find Ystrad Rhondda?
Well, Ystrad Rhondda is situated midway in the Rhondda Vale. That's right in the middle of the largest valley of the two Rhondda valleys. It's a very beautiful place. It's really green and it's really beautiful people there. The collieries have closed now, as you know, for some time, and the people have really turned into the green way of thinking. And even the air around Ystrad Rhondda is a beautiful place to live. It really is.
Okay, and I know that you've lived there a long time, Wayne, haven't you?
That's right. We're actually just a mile away in Trialo, just down the road. But we've always lived around the vicinity of Ystrad Rhondda.
Okay.
It's a beautiful community.
So can people find on the website of www.simplyspiritualistchurch.co.uk, can they find, is there like a directions button there, or is there like an address with a postcode there or something?
Yep, it's all the information that's required to for any kind of information that people need will be on the website.
Okay. Okay, and I know that there's a lovely comment page there on the website as well. People can leave some nice comments, which I know that they've done over the years, and you've got quite a nice page of comments there, haven't you?
Yes, where people leave, they sign our guest book with respects, and I'm paying the respects to the website. There's also kind of information there if parents are looking to see if their children have any psychic abilities or any kind of gifts that they might need to be aware of with children, and how to, and there's quite a lot of links in that way as well.
Brilliant. Okay, so, you know, what you've built up is something fantastic for everyone to come along and enjoy the evenings that you and your wife Julia has put on together there to broaden people's awarenesses in of the spirit world, which is fantastic, Wayne. And, you know, I, for one, take my hat off to you and applaud you, you and Julie, for what you've done there, because I know that the work that you put into it, it's quite phenomenal. You know, people might think, oh, you know, it's okay, they're there on a Monday, they're there on a Wednesday, but it's every day of the week. You know, you're looking for new mediums, you're trying to, you know, you have to remind the mediums, you have to try and fill in cancellations, fill in a medium for every once a week, and it's very time consuming, isn't it?
Yes, it can be very time consuming, and people don't realize the kind of effort that you put into it. But we are very fortunate at the church, because we got quite a lot of good helpers there in the church then that takes a little bit of the burden off us as well. But it's not a case of being a burden. It's a pleasure in a way, because through that pleasure, it makes our work just a little bit easier.
Of course. And as I said, you know, you create a wonderful atmosphere for any guest speaker. And as I said, I can vouch for that myself. I've been there many times. Create a wonderful atmosphere. And I must say, when you know, the tea and coffee afterwards, fantastic.
Well, our tea lady is the mainstay of the church, and without her, it wouldn't be working.
Well, we take our hats off to her. So, Wayne, do you have to, like, do people pay a donation to come in? You tell me how that works.
Well, we have a charge to come into the church purely and simply to cover the kind of expenditure of hiring the hall, because the hall we use is an old age pensioners' hall. Thankfully, they have allowed us to use the hall for our services, and we're very grateful to them. We built up a very nice relationship with the old age pensioners there over the last 8 years, and we're very fortunate that they allow us to take our service. But we have to pay for the rental of the hall, obviously, for the utilities that we use. So we have to cover them kind of costs then through people coming into the church.
Well, you know, as I say, you know, it's something fantastic that you've built up, and it's wonderful. Wayne, you know, I could talk to you for hours. I really could, but I know that we need to push on to the show. I know I've got my producers in the background saying, come on, we need to go to our first music break. And we should have done this maybe about 4 minutes ago now. But we'll go to that music break now, Wayne. So let's just enjoy and coming right back just after this. So enjoy.
Thank you, Mike.
How long will I love you? As long as stars are above you, and longer if I can. How long will I need you?
traveling through time together, every day of our lives. All we can do is do our best to relish this remarkable ride.
Well, what a beautiful song there by Ellie Goulding. Did you enjoy that one, Wayne?
Very nice, very nice. Very soothing, wasn't it?
It was, indeed. Really so much. You know, I'm a bit all over the place because, you know, we've got somebody listening to you, Wayne, that knows you very well.
All right.
We've got, I'm not going to say their names, but there's another lovely church like yours that's open every Sunday. And a Thursday, and they're a bit of a drive away from us, but they're all the way down in Port Talbot. Do you know the church in Port Talbot, Wayne?
Very well, very well.
A lady called Jackie. Do you know Jackie Roberts?
I know Jackie Roberts and Richie.
Well, Jackie and Richie are listening to us now. I know that you're not in the chat room, but you know they're saying it's nice to hear your voice here on Mike's World FM, and. Thank you, Jackie. And Jackie's asked me to promote something, Wayne. Ooh, I don't know whether I should. Do you think I should promote something for Jackie?
Well, I think so.
Okay.
It's wise to.
Well, I think so because I think it's wise because what actually Jackie's asked me for to promote is a Wednesday night demonstration of mediumship at Port Talbot Spiritualist Church. And I'm doing the service, Wayne, so I think I better mention that, don't I?
I think you better, yeah.
And I think that's coming up. I think it's either this week, next week. Jackie, when is it? I've lost my train of thought. I tell you what, Wayne, I'll grab my diary right now because I know Jackie's listening. And I know that Jackie will give me what for when I go down there. Is it this week, really? This Wednesday, Wayne. I am down in Port Talbot Spiritualist Church this Wednesday. I'm doing a special evening of clairvoyance. This will take about 2 hours for me to do, hour and a half, 2 hours for me to do. Wayne, you know, people come along to see us, to see me work. I'm all over the shop. I'm lost. That's because I didn't look, Wayne. How bad am I?
Open your eyes.
I know. There's a song about Open My Eyes, isn't there? We could sing. Well, we won't go into singing. We've heard each other sing on a Monday night, and that's dreadful, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll pass on that one.
Yeah, we will. Can you imagine Simon Cowell, if he is listening right now, if we started singing?
No, I don't think so.
Talk about John and Edward. Mike and Wayne.
Really?
Unbelievable. But no, this Wednesday, I'll be doing a special evening of my mediumship. All are welcome to be there. It's at Port Talbot Spiritualist Church. You can get all the information if you go over to Facebook. And Kelly, can you try and find this link for me, Jackie Roberts on Facebook? And I'm sure that, it will be mine, I think. Leave it to Kelly. Kelly knows best. And Kelly, you're going to pop that link there in the chat room of how you can either obtain tickets or speak to Jackie in coming along to this demonstration of my mediumship. Afterwards, Wayne, I'm going to let a little secret out here. She might not want me to, but I'm going to. I'm brave, aren't I?
Yeah.
Is it on mine? Okay. this little secret is, on a Monday night, Wayne, you know, I'm not going to be available for church services as much as I used to be on a Monday. I can hear you being sad there.
No, you can spare one.
I can spare one. Well, maybe Jackie would allow me to spare one because on a Monday evening, I'm going to be starting a development class myself.
That's brilliant.
And that's going to be at Port Talbot Spiritualist Church. And I think that will start not this week, not this Monday. It'll be Monday after, I'm sure. Or the Monday after that. And again, Jackie is the one to speak to organize that as well. But Wayne, you know, definitely, I'm sure that I'll be able to. Jackie will spare me a night off. Maybe I can fetch some of the, we'll call them fledglings. Maybe I can fetch some of the fledglings with me to, you know, show them what it's like on the other side of the platform, so to speak. You know, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Of course it would. Yeah, that'd be brilliant.
Because we, you know, we all have to start this somewhere. Okay, I'll find it now. That we all have to start somewhere. Jackie's correct me. That's right, week Monday. So no, I'm getting lost. So it's a week. So it's a week tomorrow. Okay. I'm all over the place. Well, my head's not with it. I tell you what, should we just go into some calls because my head's not with it at the moment?
Go on then.
Okay, let's go to our first caller. I know that this one's been on hold, and I believe this one is a UK caller. It's a mobile number ending in 180. Hi, can I take your name there, please?
Yeah, it's Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Barnet.
From Barnet. Okay, wonderful. And
yeah,
what was
Hertfordshire.
The reason? In Hertfordshire. And what was the reason that you called in for, Melissa?
Just a general call. I've had a bit of a rough couple of weeks. And just feel like I could do with a reading, that's all.
Okay. Wayne, do you want to start with this one, mate, or do you want me to start?
I'll go if you like.
Anyone, that's fine.
Hello, Melissa.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
Hi, how are you?
So you've had some problems recently, have you?
Yeah.
I'm sure that things will work out very well with you. Now, as I'm talking to you there, I'm picking up you're on a grandmother link in the spirit world. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? Now, you've been sending quite a lot of thoughts out recently as well. Now, there's been a lot of tears with you, she's telling me as well, and you've been trying to find a way. You've been trying to find a way forward there. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Now she's telling me, okay, that things will open up for you, okay, as we go through the dark nights now and through the autumn. So she's telling me, okay, for you to look up and keep your chin up and go forward. Now I'm on your dad's side of the family here. Do you understand that?
Yeah, 110%.
And she's also telling me, okay, that your dad is not quite a believer in the spirit world. Do you understand?
Okay.
Okay, but she's telling me, okay, it doesn't make any difference whether he believes in it or not, because he would have been very close to his mother when she was here on the earth plane. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she's telling me, okay, that your worries and your thoughts can be put to one side now, okay, as she's going to do her best there, okay, to open some doors for you to go forward. Now, you've got a relationship there as well. Hello?
No, I haven't.
She's talking about a relationship, all right? So she's making reference to a new beginnings for you. And that's what you've been looking forward for?
No, hello? I've not. Yeah, I've not. I've never been interested in having a relationship with anyone.
She's talking about you having a friendship and coming together with someone to share all what's been going through your mind. Do you understand that?
Right. Okay.
So you haven't got no one to confide in at this moment in time.
Mhm.
She's telling me that there's a friend coming there that you would be able to talk to and disclose then and confide in. Okay, what's been going on with you at this moment in time? Now your mother's still here on the earth plane.
Yeah.
Your mom? She's still here. Now her mother's in spirit.
No.
Is she not very well?
I don't know. I've not spoken to her for about 3 years.
Right. Can you see where I want to kind of build this kind of relationship with you then, okay? For you to get closer then to the family as well?
Right.
You sound as if you're very, very down in yourself at this minute in time.
Now, yeah. It's been a rough couple of weeks.
Yeah, so Spirit is telling me, okay, that things are going to get brighter for you, okay, as we go through the dark nights now and through the autumn. Now, there must be a birthday coming up as well.
Yeah, mine coming up in a few weeks.
Yeah, because your grandmother in Spirit is telling me, okay, she wants me to wish you a happy birthday for your birthday that's coming up now. And she's telling me around that birthday, okay, that things are going to improve for you. And things are going to change then. Where you've been banging your head against the wall, you'll be free of that. Do you understand? To help you go forward. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Now you're working as well at this moment in time? And you're working very hard. You're working very hard and long hours.
Yeah, I've just done 62 hours this week.
Right. Because she's telling me you've been working long hours, and you've been coming home and you've been at your end of the tether. Do you understand that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. She's telling me that around your birthday, that things are going to get a lot brighter for you, okay? For you to pick yourself up, she's telling me, and things are going to change,
yeah.
okay, for the better for you. So that'll help you a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah.
So there
yeah,
you are.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very
thanks for calling into the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're very,
thank you, Melissa, for calling in, and thank you, Wayne, for a wonderful petition there. Melissa, remember, please do download a copy of that reading. In the archives
yeah.
of MikeSpirit.fm, just simply go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpirit.fm and you'll find the archives page there and just press the download and you can keep it for as long as you want. So I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you
in.
Very much indeed.
Thank
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, Wayne, I think you've done very, very well there for the first time on radio this time, isn't it?
It is the first time, yes, yeah.
First of many, I hope, Wayne, because, you know, you've done a fantastic reading there. Well, I suppose it's your time to put your feet up while I have a go now. Is that okay for you?
Yeah, very well. Thank you.
Okay. Well, let's go to the next caller, and it's area code 727. Hi, can I take your name there, please?
Hi, my name is Carol, and I'm calling from Florida, United States.
Carol.
How are you? Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
And you're in Florida, yeah?
Yes, I am. It's
okay, well,
wonderful to speak with you.
Well, it's wonderful to speak to you there. But, you know, this time last year, Carol, I was, it is probably this time last year, I was there in Florida myself.
Where?
You know, do you know the Okeechobee Boulevard? I laugh every time I say that. The Okeechobee Boulevard Street.
Yes, I am. I'm quite a couple of hours from there.
Okay, well, I was there doing a demonstration of my mediumship, and actually I'd done a few days and a few nights there at a wonderful place called the Expedito Enlightenment Center in Florida, and I must say it's a wonderful place, and look forward to my return this year, because I know that that's in
very
the plan.
Nice.
So, Carol, what was the reason that you called in for there?
You know what, I'm in the process of putting the house up on the market, and I'm looking to move to either coastal North Carolina or like Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Okay.
So I was wondering what Spirit has for that. And I'm also, I've been fostering two beagle dogs, and I was wondering if they see them being adopted before I move.
Okay.
By a wonderful family.
Let me make a link to the Spirit World here for you, Carol. Let me see
sure.
where we go with. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, no problem.
Sure, thank
because
you.
I know I'm aware of a lady here in the spirit world that draws a vibration close to me at the moment. And as I'm aware of this lady, she certainly ties towards your mum's side of your family when she was here with us. I believe that
okay.
this could be like a motherly feeling. So it's either your mum or your grandmum a minute that comes through to me at the moment. But I know that this lady
okay,
makes
they're both crossed.
They both, okay. I know that this lady makes it that she suffered for quite some time before she went home to the spirit
world.
Is okay, bless her heart. Because she makes it where she suffered. And to her mind, it was quite cruel to watch her suffer in the way she did. Because she tells me that she depleted and she kind of went downhill rapid and so fast.
Yes.
Toward the end of her life, because she says to me, one minute I was up and about, the next minute I was sat down, and then I was confined to a bed before she passed on to the spirit world there. So I know that her condition really took its toll upon her before she passed. She does make me aware to say that there's lots of emotion with this lady. So as your mum comes through, she makes me aware there's lots of emotion there with her. There's lots of kind of like anger. And I want to use that word anger because more should have been done for her. Do you understand of this?
Okay, I did everything humanly possible for her.
No, I don't mean
and her
you.
Doctors.
I don't mean you. But would you understand if I said to you that more could have been done for her by others or maybe by the medical profession?
Oh.
Okay, do you understand now? Perfect, because she makes me aware that more could have been done for her, not by you, but by other people that were supposedly taking care of her. Because she says to me, you know, it was very difficult because we feel as if we was like pushed from one place to the other every now and again. And it seemed to didn't like kind of gel together quite right at that time when she was with us. But she says to me that, you know, that everyone around her her family done their best for her in this life, and she is so grateful for that. She wants me to say thank you to you for what you've done for her, and even thank you to the point of after she passed, because there was so much that you've done for your mum to help her and to help the conditions after she passed. Do you understand of that there, Carol?
Yes, I paid for the funeral. My brothers didn't want anything to do with it.
Oh, bless your heart, okay, because I know that's what she comes through to say to me, that there was so much that was done for her even after she passed. And she makes me aware that it was difficult and it was hard for you, because it seemed as if everything that you was doing was kind of like thrown back in your face, if you want for a better word, because it was like walking through treacle. And it was so difficult for you at that point. Now, I know that your mum makes me aware that she's been around you, and she talks to me about this move that you're talking about. And if I said to you it's been on your mind since your mum has passed, that would make sense to you, wouldn't it?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying to you that you've put her off for so long now? So I don't know how long your mum has been in the spirit world, but you've kind of put her off for time and time and time again. Is that right?
Yes.
And, you know, she says to me here, she's with me, she says that, you know, it's about time that you started doing for yourself, because it all seems to be about everyone else. Do you understand that your life seems to be, if it's about everyone else at the moment?
Yes, it's all changing now, and it's coming into fruition for just me, to live for me.
Perfect, because that's exactly what she wants me to say. It's about time that you started thinking and doing more for yourself instead of everyone else, because it seems to be if it's very draining, it's very tiring there for you at the moment. And I know it's very hard, like an uphill journey there for you, okay? And she's aware of all these things that's going on within your vibration there. Now, these dogs that you spoke about being finding a new home there, now, you're not the kind of person that will let them go to anywhere. You have to make...
No,
I
belong to a rescue group, and I've been taking care of them while they're trying to find a home for them. I've been taking care of them since February.
Okay, so I know that there's like that you have to have the right place for them. You have to have the right, you know, you're just not going to let them go to anyone, okay? Well, I'm being told to say that there's been a few offers in, but nothing that you're content with just yet. Do you understand of this?
Okay, the rescue group that I am a volunteer for, they take care of that end.
Okay, that's fine. Well, I know I want to say that within the fullness of time and before you actually do move, that yes, there will be someone there to take care of them and someone that will come around to ease that burden off you there, okay? But know that your mum is very close to you there in the spirit world. And for some reason, I keep hearing dad being called here to me. Do you understand your dad to me as well in the spirit world?
He passed away also as well.
Bless his heart, because I'm hearing dad that's calling out to me. And would I be right in saying to you there with your dad that he was quite a strong man in his character-wise when he was here with us?
Yes.
Okay, because I know that his strength comes around you at the moment, Carol, to kind of like support you and to aid you through this time in your life, okay? Because he says to me, when he was with us in the physical, all you needed to know that he was there, and he would support you every step of the way. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Because I know that your dad is there doing just that there from the spirit world to support you, to aid you. And you know, I've been told to say that you keep on that path that you're on right now. And yes, it will all come to fruition when it's needed at the right time there for you. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Okay, Karen, I have to leave that there with you and say that you thank you very much for calling in. And remember, you can always download that copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
I will. Blessings to you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go back to Wayne. Wayne, how are you doing there, mate?
Okay, thank you.
Good. Is the nerves kind of subsided now?
You can pick up on them, can you?
Well, I knew in that. I knew a couple of weeks ago when I said to you, "Oh, come on, I could see the this bath of sweat coming over you." Coming on radio, and you know it's been a bit of a milestone to get you here. It really has, but you know I'm sure. You know, as I said, it's simple, isn't it? You know, it's just me and you having a chat, isn't it?
It's very interesting. Very interesting.
Okay, so we're ready to go to the next caller, then.
Yeah, go on, you.
Okay, let's go to area code 347. Hello, area code 347. Can we take your name there, please?
Jillian.
Jillian, hi, Jillian. Can I ask where you're calling from?
New York.
Okay, wonderful. Jillian, I'm going to pass you over to Wayne. Wayne, this is Jillian.
Good evening, Jillian.
Hi, how are
you? I'm very well, thanks. Are you?
Well. I had a question.
Go ahead if you've got a question.
You're kind of breaking up. But I wanted to find out about my move, and I wanted to see if I can get a job where I'm moving to within my same company. But when I went to the HR person, they said to me that I would have to tell my boss how it's going before she can help. But I don't feel encouraged by that because I don't think they'll I don't know if they'll necessarily sabotage, or maybe they will, but I don't think they'll have they'll be supportive of me. And I just want to see if I will get a job within, when I move within my current company, or, it will be elsewhere. Or do I have to tell my boss?
Obviously, Jillian, that there are changes ahead for you then. And you're just looking in for confirmation then of what's ahead in the future for you to take some kind of fears then from you at this moment in time. Now, your mom is still here on Earth, Flynn?
Yeah.
Your mother? Now, her mother's in the spirit side of life. Do you understand that? I got a lady here. Can you hear me all right? I feel as if it is breaking up just a little bit, the communication.
Yeah, the
Hello?
Phone.
Hello?
I don't hear. I can hear. Yeah, I can hear you now.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hello? Okay.
Hello,
the questions you've been asking is regarding then work and employment and a move of house.
Yes.
The spirit world is telling me that we'll be after to the new year before changes take effect and regarding a move. So I know you really have set your mind on moving from your present abode. The spirit world is telling me as we go into the new year that new changes will come about for you regarding work and your home. So I know that you'll be moving house and there'll be a change of job as we go into the new year. Now, particularly, you like particularly flowers, apparently. You like your flowers. Hello?
Yeah, flowers are nice. Yes.
Because I'm seeing beautiful lilies there for you, and the spirit world is showing me beautiful lilies, and I feel as if they're coming from this lady in the spirit world, that they would have been laid for this lady in the spirit world. And she's just coming round to bring you the lilies back to you to tell you, okay, that your mind will be at peace and all that you've been searching for will come to fruition as we go into the new year. Does that make sense to you?
Okay, but I will not have to, but I would like to move by the latest November, the end of November of this year. Is that...
The spirit world is telling me to tell you, okay, that you will be going and doing the move, okay, but it will be in the new year. So I'm looking to after Christmas and into the new year, and Spirit is telling me then your mind will be at peace with your work commitments and your move. Do you understand? Because that's what's on your mind at the moment in time.
Yeah, but I was just wondering where I will stay after November
Everything will work out fine for you. They're telling me to pass that on to you. The spirit world will make sure that everything will be tied up for you and everything will work out for you. Do you understand? Do you have a daughter here on the earth? You have a daughter here on the earth, Flynn?
No, I don't have any children.
Where have I got to go to the daughter then? Cause she's talking about her daughter. Your mom, is it? Still here on the earth plane? Your mother?
Yeah, my mother. My mother is here.
She just said to me, tell my daughter that I'm okay and I'm at peace. She's telling me her weight would have gone down prior to her passing to the spirit world and your mom would have been with her. She wants to pass
well,
her message.
My grandmother is still alive also. So my mother's mother is still here.
But your father's mother is in the spirit.
Yes.
Because she's talking about her daughter here, that's still here on the earth plane. And she wants to get a message through to her that she passed over into the light and she's at peace now. So if we can pass that message on to the family, I'm sure that they'll be very grateful of that. Okay?
That my grandmother, my mother's mother, has passed away?
She's still here on the earth plane, your mother's mother.
Yes, she is.
Right. Now, she's a very frail lady.
She's medium. She's
very nimble?
Nimble. What does that mean? She's got a little dementia.
Yeah. Because there's a gentleman in the spirit world that belongs to her. Do you understand?
Yeah, her husband. Her husband.
And he's telling you, okay, that she's very nimble at this minute in time. I know his light is going round and about her to bring her some comfort. And I feel as if this is where I feel as if I should correct myself and say that this is where I want to place the white lilies. Do you understand? This gentleman in spirit and your grandmother would have been very close together when they were here on the earth plane. Got it? And I know that he's looking after her in... He's looking after your nan's interests from the spirit side of life. He's telling me that he comes very close to her. So she's being looked after by him from the spirit. Do you understand?
Okay, that's nice.
That's very nice to know because I know she needs that comfort at this minute in time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and he's telling me, okay, from the spirit side of life, he's going there round and about her to bring her some peace. Okay? For her to have some peace of mind. Will that help you to know?
Yeah, and who is the woman that you saw around me?
I feel as if it's a grandmother there that's with you, okay? That comes in very close, a very elderly lady that comes there very close to you. She's the one that's telling me, okay, that in the new year that things will change round and about you, all right? So that the doors will open, okay, and the big changes will occur then to clear away then all the kind of misconceptions that you've had in your mind up to now. Do you understand? All right.
Okay.
Do I help you?
A little bit. I wanted to move by November, but if that can't happen, I'm going to have to figure something else out.
Right. Can you hold on to that information that I give you then? Okay. And
sure.
You'll have the proof. You'll have the proof of what we've been talking about. And it will endorse your faith then in the spirit world as well. Do you understand? As they put down that pathway of light for you then, as we go into the new year. But they tell me as we go into the new year, okay, it will bring a freshness of life around and about you then. Opening
okay.
quite a lot of doors for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my love?
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay, well, thank you there, Gillian, for calling. And thank you, Wayne, again for that lovely reading. Gillian, remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike's World FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Wayne, doesn't time fly? We're almost halfway through the show.
Yes, really is going very quickly, isn't it?
It really is. Well, it's time for us to have put our feet up for a minute and I'll say enjoy as I press this button.
Okay.
When all my little gold seemed so important, every pot of gold filling full of distortion. Heaven was a place still in space, not in motion, but soon. you. I got everything. I've got you. I don't need nothing more than you. I got everything. I've got you. We went walking through the hills trying to pretend that we don't know. Maybe if we save her, we could build a little home. But then the hailstorm came and yelled, you need to let go. You got no control. No, I got you. I got everything. I've got you. I don't need nothing more than you. I got everything. I've got you. Weighs too much alone. Some days I can't hold it at all. You take it on for me. When tomorrow's too much, I'll carry it all. I got you. Yeah, when tomorrow's too much, I'll carry it all. I got you. I got you. I got everything. I got you. I don't need nothing more than you. I got everything. I got you.
Well, did you enjoy that one, Wayne?
Very nice. Very nice indeed.
That was a lovely song, wasn't it?
Very nice.
Okay, Wayne, before we go back to the call list, let's talk about SimplySpiritualChurch.co.uk, because that represents the church that you and Julie have set up up in Ystrad Rhondda in South Wales. Every Monday, 7 p.m, the service starts. So what time are the doors open from, Wayne?
The doors are open at 6:30.
So you've got a good half hour before the service starts. So, again, you know, that takes dedication, doesn't it? So people can come in and take their seats, and you have different mediums on every week. Is that the way that it works, Wayne?
Yes, we've got different speakers there every week, every Monday, and quite a different variation of different forms of mediumship that's been displayed and demonstrated, and we try to vary it as variable as possible.
Okay, so obviously this Monday there's no service this Monday because it's Bank Holiday and you're signing it down in the caravan.
That's right.
And how long are you staying there for, Wayne? Are you staying there a couple more days?
We'll be home shortly now, one day in the week.
Okay, so you know, I'm just thinking, you know, are you going to be leaving there like Wednesday, possibly?
Possibly, yeah.
Because you could always nip into Port Talbot Church and say hi. You
know, I thought that was coming.
Mike Davis and Kerry, yeah. You know, because Kerry will be with us, joining us there for this special event, and it'll be nice to see you. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that I met up with you again because I took your lovely service there up in Ystrad Rhondda. Let's talk about the healing that you do on a Monday night. So is that something that you do after the church service there, Wayne?
Yeah, basically we have healers there, fully trained healers, and they administer healing there after the service, and everyone who needs healing is free and welcome to come and sit and have some healing. They are lovely, beautiful healers, and we get some lovely results there as well from it.
Yeah. Okay, so that's on the Monday. That's the Monday covered. So the Wednesday, 7 p.m., the development class. That's to develop if you have your mediumistic abilities, to develop if you have healing abilities.
Basically, yes. That's exactly right. It's not an open circle. It's a closed circle. We use the church as the kind of open circle where people who throw their interest and if they show commitment will be invited into the circle that we have at the church. And then they can develop then into self-realization, into what kind of gifts, if any, that they have.
Wonderful.
But it's really a beautiful feeling.
Okay. Now, whilst we've got Jackie and Richie listening to us and in the chat room, and, you know, they can interact in the chat room as much as they want, because I know Kay's got the guy in the chat room there. You know, there's loads of spiritist churches in South Wales, isn't there? There must be, gosh, at least 60?
Yeah, possibly, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, it's nice to know that the spiritist churches, because I know when I was in America last year, Wayne, there wasn't very many, if any, spiritist churches. Lots of centres,
mm-hmm.
lots of, like, holistic centres, and lots of, like, places where you can have one-to-one readings, but never anywhere where you could go and have a group, like a church service.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know out in America it works a little bit different, but you know, it's nice to see that the churches here, particularly in South Wales, are able to come together. Like I said, now Jackie is here and Richie's here and you know, Wayne is here and I'm here. You know, it's nice that we can all come together as one. And work for the benefit of spirit, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. And I feel as if that's the kind of momentum that's happening through the South Wales spiritualist churches. There's such a kind of warm and welcoming feeling around all the churches, basically, in South Wales, into that area, and far-reaching as well.
Of course, you know, because, you know, spiritism, just, you know, it's not just in South Wales. I mean, it goes far across. All over the UK, you know, it goes out in Norway, it goes out in Spain, it goes out in America, it goes out in every country you can actually think of, because I know that we have listeners here from the Mike Spirit FM show here, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. There's listeners through every part of the world you can think of, and, you know, it was only a couple of weeks ago that we went through the statistics of the station, and it was, you know, it floored me. When Kelly was pointing out, look, you got one there from Afghanistan, you got some there from Spain and Italy and Germany, and it's so far spread out that, you know, of how far that the station reaches, well, as I said, it floors me every single time I look at it. But it's nice to know that we, as the mediums of South Wales, are willing to work along. Side other mediums and alongside the other churches to work together in harmony, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. And that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Well, of course, you know. You know, there's a question that's just, well, not a question, a statement. Spiritual has nothing to do with the churches in the chat room there. But I'm not going to take any chat room comments, you know, far from the word, I never do. But, you know, spiritualism has been with us since the beginning of time, you know, and spiritualist churches has been set up, if you like, for places where people can meet like-minded people and hold a demonstration of mediumship. So, you know, in fact, it has got lots to do with churches, because spiritualist churches are where the foundation of where I started, and particularly the foundation where you started. So, in my opinion, it does have a lot to do with the churches, most definitely. So, Wayne, I know that you work alongside Spirit, the same as myself. And I know that you've been doing this for about as long as I have, about 20-odd years. Do you see things that has moved forward in the spiritualist movement, or do you feel things have moved back? How do you perceive it to have been done from year on in?
Well, it's the way I see it, that the churches and the centres and all people is involved in the form of using the umbrella term of spirit as being a progressive movement where it's been progressing all the time. Sometimes we can't even see it ourselves, but the evidence is relevant for the people who attend churches and centres throughout South Wales that I know of. That tells me that how much they really benefit from the teachings of spiritualism and how they have enhanced their life and understanding and how precious and sacred and their connections are to the spirit side of life, mm-hmm. and which we value with our wholesome hearts and our souls like.
Most definitely. Okay, well, I think it's about time that we went back to our call cues. Okay.
Right. Okay.
And let's go to I think this UK caller ends in 712 and say hi. Ending in 712. Can I take your name there, please?
Lisa.
Hello. Yes. Can I take your name there, please?
Lisa.
Lisa. Hi,
yeah,
Lisa.
Yeah.
Can I ask you where you're calling?
Okay. Wallasey.
From where, sorry?
Wallasey, on the Whittle.
Right, okay, wonderful. And can I ask you what was the reason that you called in for?
I've just seen on Facebook about Mike doing readings on there.
Correct. So you thought you'd give us a call and see what it's all about?
I work with spirit myself. I just wanted to, I don't know, I'd see what was what, you know?
Okay, Lisa, no problem. Well, you've come to the right place because, you know, certainly that I am Mike. And yes, this is a radio show that we can offer you a reading from the spirit world. So if that's what you're looking for, Lisa, then I can certainly make a connection there for you and see where we go. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Okay. Now, as you would know, as a worker for the spirit world yourself, I'll ask of you to give me no information just for me to work and use my mediumistic abilities to bring that connection forward there for you. And as I'm doing so, and as I'm speaking there, I know I've got someone that wants to make a connection here with me. And this is a gentleman, in fact, that wants to come through first of all. And I know that he makes me sit upright in my chair, because I know that's the way he would have been, a very well-presented kind of a man of when he was here with us. He makes me aware I want to talk to you about going towards your dad's side of your family to find this man of when he was here with us. I believe that this man was a very particular man in the way that he would address people. I know that he would like to be quite smartly dressed if he ever went anywhere in this life. But I know before he went home to the spirit world, he makes me aware that his chest is giving him lots of trouble. I know his breathing is very much labored before he passed home to the spirit world there. And I certainly know as he comes forward, he makes me aware it was the heart that took him home to the spirit world of when he went there. Do you understand why I'm with you, Lisa?
Yeah, I can take all of that totally. Yeah, I know who it is.
Thank you. And would I be right in saying to you that as this gentleman comes forward, that he wants me to say to you that he's been with you for quite some time there from the spirit world. So I know he's been connecting there with you for quite some time there himself. Is that right?
Yeah, I find it hard to pick him up on an emotional level, though.
Okay.
You know,
Don't tell me anymore, Lisa. Don't tell me anymore.
Okay. Sorry.
That's okay. But I know that as he comes forward there, that he wants me to say that he is glad that you've called in this evening. And, you know, particularly like myself and like Wayne, you know, we both work as mediums full-time, if you like, and we very rarely get a communication ourselves. And maybe this is the reason why you've been brought here, to have this communication, because he says to me that he's been waiting for quite some time to come through. And I know that you very often talk to him there, Lisa, from this life to the spirit world. And you know, he says to me, as he's been with you, it's like trying, you know, it's like been trying to bang heads against walls. And I believe that's the way it's been around your life. I know that your life has been very much draining of late. You've been very tired. And I know that it's been like exhausting because of the conditions that's around your vibration there, Lisa. Is that right?
Possibly, yeah. I'm all new with the mediumship, you know, but it's always been there for a long time.
Yep, that's fine. You know, it's not for me to say any different, but I know that he tells me there that he's been waiting in the background, he's been waiting in the wings for quite some time for him to come through. Now, he tells me there, Lisa, that he's been trying to bring this communication close there to you, because what I'd be right in saying to you, that you feel sometimes like in your stomach, that it kind of churns around sometimes, is that right?
Yeah, my solar plexus does kick off when I know he's about.
Perfect, because I know that's what he's doing to me. It kind of churns around in knots, and I know that it's his way of saying, look, I'm around you, I'm here with you. You is my energy there. Now, I know that you just said that you're quite new to all of the mediumistic side of things, but if I said that you there, Lisa, that, even through, we could go back even to your childhood, and there would be even awareness there with you, is that right?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, and who's the lady that passed to the spirit world with cancer, please? Because I'm aware of cancer with this lady here.
I'm not sure. I picked that person up myself, but I don't think it was who I think it is. I think it was somebody before my time. I know it wasn't who I thought it would be.
Lisa, let me work with her, because she's with me, and she hasn't come here for just to be here. She's come here for a reason, okay? This lady, okay. I know, passes to the spirit world with cancer. I know that she links to your mum's side of your family. I believe I want to go back a generation to your grandmother of when she was here with us. And I know I need to link around your grandmother. Now, if I sit you around your grandmother, there would be quite a large family to do with your grandma, is that right?
On my dad's side, yeah, but on my mum's side, I don't really know them.
Okay. But so you wouldn't know if there was a large family with your mum's side?
I think I know where you're going. It doesn't matter. I know where you're at, I think.
So long as you understand, because that's where this lady comes from there, and that's where she tells me that that's where she is from. And she tells me that she's been in your vibration for quite some time. And she's the one that tells me there's been lots of tears in your life. Now, when you go to bed at the evenings, you don't go straight to sleep, do you?
No, I can't for ages.
And she tells me that there's lots of tears, lots of emotion, lots of hurt, lots of upset, because you kind of reflect upon the things that's gone on in your life. Excuse me. Lots of things that's gone on in your life. And it's reflecting on the things that's going on in your life right now, Lisa. And I believe in some way that you're like kind of like comparing yesterday to today, then, for want of a better word. Do you understand this?
Yeah. I don't do the tears.
Lisa, what's wrong with your hands? Is there a problem with either your joints or your fingers there or something? Do you understand why she brings my attention to this?
No, I'm looking at my hands now, but I don't see any problem. Apart from me biting my nails when you were talking to me, that's about it.
You know, Lisa, I'm guilty of that myself. I really am. I've probably, since the beginning of the show, maybe an hour ago, I think I've got through about five of my nails, so I think I've got about five left. So yeah, I am about halfway through, so it's about right. But I know that you mean that, you know, it's almost as if my joints are not quite right. So if it's not you, then who would be the one that's complaining of their joints, and particularly of their fingers around you at the moment?
Around me at the moment, I know that my daughter's dad, he suffered with arthritis in his thumb.
Okay.
But I'm no longer with him, but we're still very close.
Okay,
that's the only thing I can think of.
Okay, it doesn't matter if
you're
not.
Mum, it'll be my mum. I just clicked on. That's the lady, I think, that's with you. It's her grandmother.
Okay, so your mum is still with us then, is she?
Yeah, God, yeah.
That's okay, because I don't want to put anybody there that's not there, Lisa. I know the way that this condition links to this dimension of life here. Okay, let me get my head around this. So it's your mother's grandmother that I have in the spirit world that's making me aware of your mother that's complaining of her wrists and her hands and her fingers and all sorts of things. Now, with your mother then, please, would I be right in saying to you that there's some kind of test that needs to go on with your mother, whether it's like blood tests or something, is that right?
Yeah. She just had all the blood done.
There we are, perfect. Now, doesn't that just demonstrate to us that how close a spirit world are there to us, okay? Because I know that she talks to me about, well, just tell her about the blood test, she says to me. And I know that will confirm of where she is, okay? She talks to me about the why on earth does she say, tell her about the China dogs? Tell her about the China dogs. Do you understand why she says that to me? Lisa, do you understand why she would talk to me about the China dogs? Okay, I think Lisa's... Okay. I think Lisa's gone there, Wayne. That's okay. Lisa, if you're still listening, just download a copy of that reading in the archives. And I say thank you very much for calling. I know that sometimes in the UK our calls get dropped. Or maybe sometimes when you're calling off a mobile there, Wayne, that it may cost maybe a bit of money. So, you know, Lisa, if you are listening, still listening, call us back on Skype and see if you get through. So, Wayne, let's come back to you. Wayne, are you going to disappear on me as well? Maybe so. I don't know. Wayne, are you still with us? Okay, let's go to a music track and see if we can bring everyone back in. So enjoy.
May I-
Okay, well, welcome back, or if you've just joined us, welcome here. You're listening to me, Mike Davis, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show with my wonderful guest here, Wayne Pooley. Hi, Wayne, how are you doing there? I don't think Wayne is back with us. I think Wayne is maybe... Do you think Wayne's gone to sleep there, Kelly? You never know. Maybe Wayne has pressed the mute button and doesn't realize he's pressed the mute button. That could be one answer. Okay, let's go back. Wayne, I know that you're still there. I know that you're still listening, and you're probably frantic thinking, what have I done? What have I done? Because I can imagine Wayne Kelly in floods of fits of not sure of what he's done. Wayne, you need to press the mute, mate, and unmute yourself, and we can bring you back on. But let me just go to this call a minute, and I think it's Lisa. Lisa, is that you there that's calling back in?
It is me, yeah, I got cut off.
Ah, that's okay, Lisa. You know, there's some weird, wonderful things happening here in the studio tonight. There really is, you know. I've lost my guest for some reason. He's disappeared on me. You disappeared on me. And, you know, it's just one of them evenings. What more can I say? You know, it's fun. You know, I think when the energy of spirit gets together, it's fantastic. But Lisa, what I was saying to you there with this communication there about your mum to do with her fingers and so on there and the blood tests, doesn't that just prove to you how close the spirit will that to you at the moment?
Yeah, yes, definitely.
You know, and the whole thing of them coming through is to say to you, you know, that even though that, as you said, that you work for the spirit world yourself, is to say to you, Lisa, you know, that you're not on your own. You're kind of flying this banner together. We're all within one unit of this. You know, I look upon spiritualism and mediums are like a part of a tree, and we all stem from this one root. And yes, we all branch off in different directions and different routes. Yes, we do that. But we're all a part of the same root and direction, okay? And I know that I want to say that to you, you know, that your mum is being taken care of there from the spirit world, and these people from the spirit world are very much around your vibration and will do their best to be around you and take care of you. Do you understand of this, Lisa?
Yeah, I feel them all the time.
Perfect.
All the time I feel it around.
Okay, well, I know that I want to. I know I need to move on, Lisa, because I know I got lots of other callers I need to get to, and you know, we're in, you know, the, kind of the, you know, the last just over half hour of the show, you know, and time goes so quickly when we are live in Mike's Spirit FM. But Lisa, you know, remember, please do download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike's Spirit FM. Just simply go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Mike's Spirit FM. And you'll see today's show, and you'll see the word archive. Press the archive button, find today's date, and press the download, and you can have a copy of that reading to listen to over and over and over again. And I say thank you very much for calling in.
All right, bless. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so let's try and get our Wayne back in here, because I know that he's just gone to sleep somewhere. I think he's gone, look. Kelly, he's disappeared on me. So let me get him back in. Just give me 2 seconds. You know, don't you just love it when we have shows like this, Kelly? It seems to be everything all in one go. So let's just bring in our Wayne right here, and any second he will should say hello to us. Sounds like I open. I think Wayne is having a party somewhere. Don't you think so, Kelly? Something's going on there. Let me just try it once more time and see if Wayne is on his cell. Wayne, we'll try you back in a few moments. But okay. You know, there's nothing greater than when, you know, things... Well, you can tell we're live. That's one thing for sure, Kelly, can you? We're live here in Studio One. So let's go to back to, if I got to contain myself now and compose myself, let's go back to the phone lines and let's go to area code 256 and say, hello, area code 256. Can I take your name there, please?
Wanda.
Hi, Wanda. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
Alabama, USA.
Alabama, USA. Wonderful. Okay, Wanda. Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for?
Just so you can connect with somebody.
Okay, well, I'll do my very best here for you and see where we're going. And during the communication, I'll try and get Wayne back in. And you know, hope that he's not having his fireworks display that's going on wherever he is. But one, I know that I want to link there with the spirit world there with you, and just bring forward of a gentleman's energy there. From the spirit to you. And I believe that this gentleman is a very much of a relaxed gentleman there in his character-wise. And I know that he's a very much of a... bear me a second, because I know Wayne is trying to frantically come back in there. And I just hope there's no fireworks going on there. Okay, Wanda, we'll just carry on with the show and we'll leave Wayne there for 1 second. I know that he comes through and he's a very relaxed kind of a man as he comes forward. I believe that he is very content is the word I'm looking for, very happy-go-lucky in his character-wise when he was with us. I believe that he links to you on a very closely family connection, like a fatherly vibration.
Yes.
Link there. Do you understand of this man there as he comes through?
Yes.
Because, you know, he just laughs at me here at everything that's going on in Studio One, and I believe that would be his sense of humor, that he would just laugh about these things. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And see, as he's laughing at me, because I know, obviously, I can see all these flashing things in front of me here, and I know that he just wants me to say, take 5 minutes, and I believe this is what he wants you to pass on to you there. Enjoy what's around you, because I know that you're kind of rushing and... trying to go forward too quickly. Do you understand that?
Possible.
Okay. Now, would I be right in saying to you that you're trying to move in so many different directions? Okay, because I know that I want to say that you, that the more that you're trying to move in so many different directions, that, you know, it's kind of as if you're feeling, am I going down the right road? Am I doing the right thing here? Am I, you know, all these questions are running around your mind, they wonder, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
See, and I know that he says to me there about, take 5 minutes for yourself, put your feet up, because I know that's what you need at the moment. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Where does the name of Bill come in? Who's Bill?
That's my dad. That's him. That's my dad.
Good, okay, because I know
I keep wanting to hear from you, Bill. Dad.
Okay,
yes, perfect.
Dad. I know that he's here with us, okay? And I know that as your dad links in his vibration there, you know, he's been trying to come through for quite some time. So would you understand that he's been trying for quite some time to come through into the vibration there? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And I know that he wants me to say that you, that, you know, your sleep pattern over the last few months has been all out of the window. Is that right?
Not what now?
That your sleep pattern's been all out of the window of late.
Big time.
Okay, see, because again, he is aware of these things that's going on in your vibration there, Wanda, and he just wants me to say to you, just let him know that he's around you. Let him know that he is there with you, okay? And I know that he wants me to certainly address those people around you. Would I be right in saying that you, Wanda, that there's a certain few people around your vibration that keeps... trying to put you down for some reason? Why would I feel as if people are putting you down?
Those that put me down, I put them out of my life.
Good. Okay. So you've put some people out of your life, Wanda. Is that right?
That's caused me trouble. It's been a little while, but yeah.
Okay. Well, what he means by that is that, you know, for those that keeps putting you down, then I want to say that you kind of move on from them, which what you're saying that you've already done that, which is perfect. But if I said to you, don't be surprised if you come against this thing again, okay, that if you come against that there's been someone that's been trying to, like, put you down, because I know I want to say that you need to keep yourself on top of the game then, for want of a better word, and keep pushing forward, because that's what your dad in the spirit world wants me to say, that you keep going forward and onwards and upwards with this. Do you understand that?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Now, for some reason, if I said that you, that your dad makes reference to those that's left behind you, okay, why does he make reference to the two younger ones? Is the two younger ones with you there, Wanda?
I've got two grandkids for me, for him.
Okay. Yes. Okay, that's fine, because then I'm aware of the two younger ones. He makes me aware to say they're two. So he just makes reference to them just to let you know that he knows about them and you know that they're still within his thoughts there. So know that he's around you, they wonder. And, you know, does that help you a little bit there?
Yes. Whenever you was talking to the other lady about the person that came through, I'm like thinking, that's my dad. The impeccable dressing my dad wore dress clothes every day of his life.
Perfect. You know, see, you know, when they come through in the right order that they meant to there. So, you know, take your love of your dad. Know that he's around you, okay? And remember one day, you can always download a copy of that reading there in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you for bringing up your name. It's more of a confirmation. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Wanda. Bye now. Bye. Okay, let's see if we can get Wayne back. That sounds funny. Let's see if we can have the fireworks back or if Wayne is actually there. So let's press this button and hope that it's Wayne on the end and not the fireworks. So let's see where we go. It's like suspense time, isn't it? Wayne, are you there with us? Or are we going to have fireworks? Let me just end that for 1 second because, you know, my eardrums cannot take too much more of that. That sounds really funny. It really does, doesn't it? Okay, Jackie, I think that maybe that's what it may be. maybe it's me shooting Wayne. That's what Jackie's saying. He's not that bad. Maybe I got my machine gun out. Far from the word Jackie. You know, Wayne is a good worker. He really is. And I love working particularly in the church that Wayne has set up, him and wonderful Julia there. They've set up a wonderful center, a wonderful spiritual church there for the spirit world. So that's every Monday night on up in Astrid Ronda. Okay. Let me try one more time then okay. Get ready for fireworks, folks. Or Wayne's voice, you never know. It's like suspense time. Fireworks or Wayne's voice? Fireworks? No? No Wayne's voice? No fireworks? Wayne, are you with us? Wayne's not answering to me now. Maybe he doesn't like me anymore. Maybe he's shooting me. Maybe that's what the message is. Jackie, maybe that's what the message is. Maybe Wayne is shooting me, not me shooting Wayne. You never know. Okay, so let's tell you all about the Spiritus Church that Wayne and Julie set up. It's a wonderful little center. It really is. It's a wonderful little church. On a Monday night, they have a numerous amount of mediums that goes there and works. Their platform for the spirit world, and they do a okay, I can't work through the fireworks, I really can't, but they do set up they have set up a wonderful church. I know that, you know, they sing a few hymns, we open in prayer, the medium does his or her bit of the demonstration and close in prayer, and a wonderful cup of tea afterwards, just like you do there in Port Talbot Church there, Jackie, and I know that I'd be shot if I didn't say that. But no, honestly, truthfully, Jackie, you do a wonderful job there. And incidentally, this Wednesday coming, I will be at Port Talbot Spiritus Church doing a demonstration of my mediumship. It's going to be a bit of a special night. It's going to be me, as I said, doing a demonstration of my mediumship. On Wednesday night, this Wednesday coming. And it's going to be a 2-hour or an hour and a half, one or the other. I'm sure that Jackie will let us know. And, you know, if you want to obtain how you can come along or just have tickets or whichever way that you can get in. I know that Kelly has already put Jackie's Facebook page details up in the chat room. Just click onto that and send Jackie a message, and she will get back to you with all the information you need, how to come and see me live. And it is a live demonstration, I can assure you that. It's not by a port or anything of the sort. It's going to be me there in Port Harbour doing a demonstration of my mediumship this coming Wednesday at 7 p.m. And enjoy, because that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to enjoy doing that. Because again, you know, Kelly, I know that that you've been coming around to these churches with me a bit, and you know, this is one of the churches that I've been saying to you, I can't wait for you to go down to Port Talbot, because I love Port Talbot. And in actual fact, Port Talbot is the place where I'm a member of in Port Talbot Spiritualist Church, because I love working there that much, and I love the church that much, and the people are just absolutely amazing there. And it's a place where Marley enjoys. Marley loves running around the church, jumping over the chairs and chasing Richie around the platform. There's nothing funnier. So I think we might take Marley down one night just to be fun there. So that would be good. Wednesday. And then a week Monday, a week tomorrow, in fact, I will be starting the development class there. excuse me, the development class. I think all are welcome to that. Again, click the Facebook page there, Jackie.Roberts3 on Facebook, and that's where you'll be able to get the information about the development class. I'm sure that in the beginning all will be welcome, and then we'll go into a closed development circle. I know that lots of people have been asking for this, and you know, I'm pleased to announce that I will be at Port Talbot Spiritualist Church doing that. Let me see if I can bring Wayne back in, or if we can have the fireworks again before we go to the more callers. And let's just hope that Wayne's voice is with us this time. Give us a countdown. Should we go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1? Nope. Okay. Okay, we'll just leave him ringing there until he hangs up and see what Wayne is doing. Let's just stop that. Okay. okay. Yes, Richard, Richard can do something with EVPs there as well, and that'd be nice. It'd be nice to have Richie on, live on air, actually, to talk about the EVPs that he has, because he has some wonderful recordings of spirit voices, spirit activities. Very interesting, Kerry, for, you know, particularly when we're doing investigations. I know Richie is well intrigued and well into, because you know, I know that he's got these microphone things, and you know, he actually takes it to the church and he records it in the church. It's amazing how he does it. But he's picked up on the spirit voices and everything. It's maybe we should do. He's shy. Well, I don't think so. when you meet Richie Kerry, you'll know he's not shy. Maybe we can bring him on one day and sort that out. I don't know what's happened to Wayne. Every time we call him back, it seems to have fireworks in the background. There is another way that we can bring Wayne on towards the ending of the show, but no good, because he won't be able to do okay, Wayne is saying that it's just a little bit of static interference this end. Static? No static interference this end, just fireworks. okay. I tell you what we can do, because we are quite technical-minded here in Mike Spirit FM, and that's a big lie, because I'm not technical-minded whatsoever, but there is a way I can bring Wayne back on, maybe towards the end of the show, to give us all the information about Wayne Pooley again. But before we do, let's go back to the phone lines. I know there's been people on the hold for a long time. And let's go to area code 954 and say, hi, area code 954. Can I take your name there, please?
Yeah, hi, Mike. It's Suzanne.
Hi,
how
Suzanne.
You doing?
I'm doing very well. I'm doing very well, Suzanne, except the fireworks in the background there.
That's crazy. I wanted to send my sympathies about your brother-in-law. I tried calling in a few times. I couldn't get through.
Oh, bless your heart, Suzanne. And thank you very much. You know, it was a very sad loss of my brother-in-law, Gwyn, when he passed on to the spirit world. And, you know, even to today, Suzanne, that we've been clearing out the garage. And, God, you know, the man was such a hoarder. You know, we've been to the tips about three times already. And we've still got another six or seven loads to go down there.
Yeah, I know. That's all about. I had a few people in my family like that as well. So much stuff to get rid of.
Oh, most definitely. You know, we've been sorting out one by, you know, bit by bit. But we'll get there. You're sure that we will, you know. But it all takes time, doesn't it?
Of course, it does.
Okay, Suzanne. Thank you very much. As I said, you know, it's such a great honor and privilege to know that, you know, there's people thinking of us all over the world. And thank you for your thoughts. You know, it goes, it really goes a far way. But Suzanne, let me just ask you what the reason was that you called in for this evening.
Well, I don't know. Right now I'm going through a lot of family upset and I was just wondering if there are any messages for me. I don't know. I mean, I have a lot of good things happening in my life, but okay. I do have a lot of negativity. I have a lot of people that are causing me a lot of emotional distress, and I don't know.
Okay, Suzanne, let me make a connection here to the spirit world, and we'll see where we're going. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's great.
Okay, perfect. Because I know that instantly, see, that there's a lady that joins us here from the spirit world. And I know that this lady just sits right by the side of me here. And I know that she comes towards your mum's side of your family of when she was here with us. And as she sits towards your mum's side, I believe that she could even be like your mother, because she feels like a motherly feeling there to me. Somebody that would have taken care of you there, Suzanne, before she passed on to the spirit world there. But, you know, I believe in some way that this was, like, repeated and was given back to her. So I know that you would have taken care of this lady yourself before she passed on to the spirit world. Do you understand of this?
Yes, yes.
And would you understand of her being your mum there, because she feels like mum to me?
Oh, yeah, I lost my mum, yeah.
Perfect. And, you know, if I said to you that your mum, she kind of lost a little bit of weight before she passed on to the spirit world, do you understand of her?
Yeah, she did, yes. Yeah.
Perfect, because I know that she says to me about that she lost a little bit of weight, and you know, you could see this in her figure in particular, and you know, her face seems to slim down, and her whole persona seems to be as if she dwindles down there before the end of her life. Now she makes me aware that she kind of lost the it's like as if I can't be bothered anymore, you know, as if I give up the fight. Do you understand this?
Absolutely, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good, because I thought that was me then, thinking, you know, that's not normally the way I am, but she makes me feel I can't be bothered. You know, what am I fighting for? What's the point? Because, you know, the more I seem to fight, the harder I seem to suffer in some way. Do you understand this?
Yes.
See, and I know that as she brings that forward there from the spirit world, that she wants me to say that to you that, you know, she's been with you, she's been close there to you, and she wants me to say to you that she's, you know, she's always been around your vibration, she's never ever left your life there, okay? Because I know that in some way that you keep asking the spirit world of these things. Do you understand of that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, and she says to me that no matter what, that she will always be around your vibration. She'll always come close to you, okay? And I know that as she does do just that.
Does she have any messages as far as what's going on in the family?
Most definitely, because she says to me, you know, that you have to keep up that good fight yourself, because I know in some way that where you've been fighting with the family then, for want of a better word, where it's been a hard journey, but to keep going onwards and upwards, okay? Do you understand of this?
Well, I do. It's one person in particular that I'm having an issue with. That's always been the case, but now it's worse than ever. You know, there's a lot of jealousy. And before you were talking to that woman saying somebody putting her down, well, that goes on with me. So funny because you talked about the joints in the hand. That's me.
Yeah. Okay.
And several things you mentioned before could have been me.
Mm. Okay, perfect. Because I know that you know that she's around you, and she just wants me to say that she's been there for such a long time that you know it's been difficult, kind of like watching you suffer in some way, because I know that you've been suffering through the hands of others. Okay, and she's saying to me about time that this stopped. Okay, and you know for you to kind of put your foot down with a firm hand. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
See, because I know that the more that you kind of put your foot down with a firm hand,
right,
for a want of a better word, that it's time to go onwards and upwards with that, okay, and to, you know, don't allow others to affect what's going on in your vibration at the moment, okay? Do you understand that?
I do. Let me ask you one question. There was somebody I lost last January, and he caused me a lot of grief. Any messages in terms of that person?
Okay. And this is someone you lost to the spirit world, is that right, Suzanne?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this would be of a gentleman, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And, you know, I'm getting the word partner that comes into that. Is that right? Would this be your partner that you lost to the spirit world, Suzanne?
Well, he wasn't a partner, but we were very close.
Okay. And the grief was, it was after he passed. Is that right?
Yes.
Ah, right. Okay. And that was by birth.
It was during and after, believe it or not.
Okay.
Different grief. Different types of grieving.
Okay. But I know that afterwards the grief was by others. That kind of come in afterwards. Do you understand that?
Really had to do with him finding out a lot of issues about this person. That was very disappointing.
Okay. Well, I know that you know, the word I want to say is sorry, okay, which obviously doesn't really mean that much to you at the moment, but the word sorry is what I want to bring in there for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I know that I just want to say that you keep on the path that you're on at the moment, and you will get there. You will get there in the fullness of time. Do you understand this?
I do.
Perfect. Suzanne, I know I need to leave it there with you and say thank you very much for calling in. Thank you, no problem at all. Please download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Okay, Mike, you take care.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, it's time that we went to our last song of the evening as we're into the last quarter of the show. And during this song, we will try and get Wayne back. So enjoy. And welcome back. That was Naughty Boy and Emily Sanders, a wonderful song. Okay, we're into the last 15 minutes of the show. We are trying frantically here to get Wayne Pooley back. And, you know, it seems to be as if everything I'm trying seems to be going kind of the other way with Wayne Pooley at the moment. Maybe he's just not meant to come back on. Who knows? But we will keep trying and trying to the end of the show. I'm sure during that song that you heard, the fireworks, I don't know if that's going to happen again. Let's try again now and see where we go with this. And hope that we do have Wayne. Okay. you know, it just goes to prove that we are live. And, you know, sometimes the wonderful technology just doesn't work. But I know that Wayne has actually set up this church over 8 years ago. And you can go to the website to the church. It's www.simplyspiritualistchurch.co.uk. You can go there and find out more about Wayne Pooley. You can have readings via Wayne Pooley via the website. You can get all the information and all the contact details there. So go over to www.simplyspiritualistchurch.co.uk. The service is every Monday night at 7 p.m. I know after the service that Wayne offers spiritual healing after the service. You know, you can go there as well. You can go over to the Facebook page of Wayne Pooley, which I know Kelly's kindly put that in the chat room, which is www.facebook.com/Wayne.Pooley.3. And you can get hold of Wayne there and send him a message if you want a reading with Wayne. I know that he does some wonderful work himself. There's some wonderful communications. And Wayne is one of those people that I enjoy going to go and watch work myself. So, you know, I do urge if you are looking for a reading and you are looking for someone like Wayne, then check him out. He's a wonderful guy. He really is. And, you know, very much similar to myself because before he came into spiritualism, he was very much a skeptic like myself that, you know, we had our evidence, not the same time, mind, but we had our own evidence of the spirit world and kind of realized that we had this ability to connect and use that ability to connect to the spirit world and pass on messages from your loved ones to you, which is a fantastic thing. And don't forget, if you are in the South Wales area and you are wanting to come and watch me work live for a demonstration, you can simply go to Port Talbot Spiritualist Church this Wednesday coming, where I will be doing a demonstration of my mediumship. It will start at 7 p.m. It will probably finish around 9 p.m. And come and watch me doing a demonstration of my mediumship there. All the information, again, the numbers have been put, the Facebook page has been put in the chat room for Jackie. And I'm sure that as we speak, you'll be put in there again. Well done, Kerry. Can I say well done, Kerry? Because Kerry is the one working that room so well at the moment. So as soon as that comes up, I'll try that. But in the meantime, let me try and get Wayne Pooley back with us. And I don't know whether we're going to have fireworks or we're going to have Wayne's voice. You know, the fireworks, I think it's just a static thing that's going on. Nothing untoward. It's not that there's any ghostly activities going on. I must stress that point there to you. But just the wonderful technology that's going on at the moment. And there's the Facebook page there to Jackie, which is www.facebook.com/Jackie.Roberts and the number 3 at the end of Roberts. So add Jackie, send Jackie a message, and you can find out where. That's static interference again. I do apologize, ladies and gentlemen, but we are working hard on whatever that is there. So I do apologize to each and every one of you. But terrible noise, shall we say. Never mind. But I'm sure that within the fullness of time, Wayne will be joining us back here on Mike Spirit FM. I know that Wayne has taken time out to be with us tonight. He is actually on holidays, so we take our hats off to him. He is down in the caravan, enjoying the caravan there in Tembe. Thank you, Wayne, for coming on. I know that we just have a few more minutes left of the show here today, so okay, let's quickly go to caller an area code 951. Say hello, area code 951. Can I take your name there, please? Hello, area code 951. Hello, can we take your name there, please?
Nathaniel.
Hi, Nathaniel. Can I ask you where you're calling from there?
I'm calling from Barstow, California.
Okay. Okay, Nathaniel, I must warn you, we're into the last 5 minutes of the show. What was the reason that you called in for there, Nathaniel?
For a mediumship reading.
Okay, then I can certainly help you with that. Okay, come on in quickly then, let's come. Okay. See, I know that I've got a gentleman there, Nathaniel, that wants to make a connection here with you. A gentleman that I feel that could be maybe your dad there, please, in the spirit world. So do you understand if your dad for me there in the spirit world?
Terrific. Hello, Dad.
Okay. See, because I know that your dad is making a connection with us at the moment, and as your dad is there with me, he says to me, son, you know which way to go on from here. Okay, so would you understand it, Nathaniel, that there's a kind of a situation in your life that you feel that you need to, well, you know how to move on from there with this. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
You kind of know where you have to go and how you have to deal with this. Is that right?
Yeah.
And, you know, he says to me sometimes that, you know, I hate using the word, but, you know, sometimes take the bull by the horns and deal with it once and for all. Do you understand of this then, Nathaniel?
Yes.
And, you know, that would be your dad's character-wise, as he would come through, wouldn't it? That's the way that he would address things. You know, deal with it, tackle it head on. Is that right?
Yeah.
Because I know that back in the past there, for some time there, that you've been like kind of shying away from things. Do you understand of that, Nathaniel?
Yes.
Okay. And he says to me that it's done you no favors every time you shy away. You feel as if you're kind of worse off for this. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. See, so your dad's energy is with you there, Nathaniel, trying to push you forward, trying to give you guidance there from the spirit world, and just know that he's always going to walk side by side with you. You know, Nathaniel, I want to say to you that he hears every word that you have to say. He's always around your vibration. Do you understand of this?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. See, and I know as well that he makes me aware to say there to you that, you know, that... Okay. You know, you've been the nice guy for too long now. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Okay. Why would I say that to you, Nathaniel, that in some way that you understand the spirit world, but you would like to know more about it, is that right?
Yes.
And, you know, he says that to me that, you know, in some way that you feel that you're still looking for your accurate evidence then, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, because I know as he stands by the side of me here that he makes me aware to say to you that, you know, every time he comes through and every time he gives you accurate information and energy, information and energy of him being there, that you kind of like question yourself afterwards. Is that right?
I guess so. Yes.
Okay, because he says to me, you know, instead of concentrating your energies and question yourself and question him, concentrate your energies on doing of what you need to do and overcome the situations within your life. Do you understand of that, Nathaniel?
Yes.
Okay. Nathaniel, I know I've got to cut it short there. I know I've got my producers there in the background telling me I've got literally seconds or minutes left of the show there. So, Nathaniel, take your love of your dad. I know as he steps aside there from me that he says to me about June was important. The month of June was important to you, Nathaniel. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Bless him. Nathaniel, thank you very much for calling in. I do apologize for cutting it short, but you know, if you want to know more about myself, come and visit me on www.mikedavismedium.com, and I'll say thank you very much for calling in there.
A good day. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I know that we've come to the last few seconds of the show. I'm going to try one more time whether we're going to get the fireworks or whether we're going to get Wayne Pooley's voice. I don't know. Only time will tell. So let's just press this button and see what happens there, whether it's Wayne or whether we have fireworks that's going on. Let's see. Okay, I know that we cannot have that. Wayne, I do apologize, mate, if you are listening. It's very, very off-putting when you got fireworks going off in your ears. Wayne, I know that people can get a hold of you via www.simplyspiritualistchurch.co.uk. I know that the service starts every Monday at 7 p.m. The doors open at 6:30. Ladies and gentlemen, all I can say to you is a wonderful atmosphere. I work there quite regularly. I love working there. They do free healing after the church. Every Wednesday they have a development group, whether it be development of your mediumistic abilities or whether it be development of your healing abilities. Wednesday, 7 p.m., same place. And Wayne and Julie are there each and every week. And it's a lovely warm welcome. Don't forget, if you want to have more information about me, Mike Davis, simply go over to www.MikeDavisMedium.com. Come and join me on my Facebook page. It's Mike Davis Medium. Or if you want to see me work live, simply go to Port Talbot Spiritualist Church this Wednesday. It's a demonstration of my mediumship with me, Mike Davis. For me, it's good night, good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.